For calling UC Health Primary Care Clinic, Lone Tree.
Para español, presione 8.
If this is a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
For hours of operation, fax number, or address, press 1. For medical records, press 2. For billing, press 3. For all primary care needs, press 4. For seniors.
Thank you for calling Lone Tree Primary Care. This is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hey, Cindy. My name is Phil Rice, and I am calling in response to a call that I got just a few minutes ago. The message said it was from Elaine.
Elaine, all right. Can I get your date of birth, Phil?
My date of birth is 4/25/53.
And what's a good phone number for you, Phil?
Well, the phone number that she called, 720-282-3376, I think. There's really not a number where she can call me. See, I'm hoping that I can get a hold of her. Can you put her on the phone? That's the way that we need to talk, is I call her.
Hold on. I got to check the chart. Give me one moment.
All right, thank you.
Can you verify your address?
11268 East Lindale Drive, Aurora.
Thank you. Okay, let me put you on a hold and see if I can transfer you to Elaine, okay?
All right, that'd be great. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. Is this Philip?
Yes, this is Philip.
Hi, this is Marin. I'm a registered nurse that works with Dr. Chakuri. We had gotten a call earlier, or I think yesterday, regarding the allopurinol and lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide. And Dr. Chakuri just wanted to let you know that it is okay to take medications. You've been on both for a while without an interaction.
Okay, so I think maybe we've got a problem with the messages getting garbled in translation.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Bear with me for 1 minute. What I need to do, I'm going to set the phone down so I can use both hands. I got a lot of paper. I'm trying to get to the right piece of paper, and I need both hands. So bear with me for 1 second, please.
Yeah. Take your time.
Use one of the pieces of paper. This is I think pretty much remember the important part. Let me try and work from memory. I'm almost positive I can get this exactly right.
Okay.
I came in for my first appointment on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And 11. I had as the number one item on my agenda to get an order in for the mail order pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a list of, I believe it was 9 medications, and the number one item on the list was an item that really was two items, and it was lisinopril / and then after the / was a long word that I couldn't
mm-hmm.
pronounce. And I think it was mm-hmm. probably what you were trying to say there.
Hydrochlorothiazide.
That sounds right. And I believe it was maybe 20 or something for the lisinopril. And the problem
mm-hmm.
was not with the lisinopril, but it was the second part. And on my list, the hydrochlorothiazide, and again, I apologize for my pronunciation, I had 25, and again, I think there was 9 items on the list, and we had a number of things that we talked about, and then when we got to the very end of the meeting, I showed her a letter that I had. I'm looking at that letter right now. The letter was from Aetna.
Mm-hmm.
And the letter said, if you have gout, you might have a problem with, and they listed a couple of different medicines. And the one that caught my attention was furosemide. That was on my list. And
okay.
And so I thought about furosemide, but the doctor said hydrochlorothiazide. And when she said that one, I thought, huh? And that's when I realized that was the second half of the first one on my list. So she pointed that one out to me, which kind of surprised me. And I realized, it was actually 2 ones on my list here. But what she said to me was, no, you've been taking these medications for a long time. You don't have side effects. We don't need to worry about that. You know, yes, the letter is, they were right to bring this up and say this is something we need to be aware of, but we're not going to make any changes. You're fine with this. We're not going to make any changes. And I said, okay, fine. I brought it up, item addressed, checked the box, not going to make any changes, done. And I was almost positive that we had discussed it. That's what we decided. We agreed, no changes, on to the next item. Item done. So, I had a list that was all typed up, and I had given her the list, and I believe she was looking at my list when she typed in the order for the mail order pharmacy. And there were
mm-hmm.
one or two items that were on that list that had to be get special attention, but that first item on the list was not one of them. And we talked about those, and when we were done, she gave the list back to me, and I wish she hadn't, but she did. I took it back, and we moved on. There were a few other things. This was getting to be towards the end of our appointment, and we talked about those few last things, and she kind of rushed out of there. I think she was kind of in a hurry to get to her next appointment. So that's kind of the way that went. I went home. It was, again, for a Thursday was the appointment. Friday, I called, well, to back up, on the way home, driving on the way home, I got a phone call in the car. I did not answer the phone. There was a message for me when I got home. And the message was that somebody called and they wanted to confirm that all of the 9 drugs on that list were supposed to go to the mail order pharmacy. There was 2 other drugs that were supposed to go to the local pharmacy, which was Safeway. And so I wound up calling back and talking to somebody, and it was at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe later. And I spoke to someone on the phone and said, yes, the 9 drugs go to the mail order. The other 2 go to the local pharmacy.
Okay.
And in fact, I did go and pick up one of the drugs at the local pharmacy that night at the Safeway pharmacy.
Okay.
All right. So that was all done. Next day, mm-hmm. Friday, I called the mail order pharmacy, which is located in Illinois. And I went down the list, the 9 items, 1 by 1, and 8 of the 9 were all correct. We had no problems with 8 of the 9. There was a problem on 1 of the 9, and it was the first one. And it was
the list. Mm-hmm.
And the problem was with the one that I can't pronounce, the second half of the one that you can pronounce that I can't. And the problem was that they didn't have 25, they had 12.5.
Okay.
And I said, well, no, the correct number there is 25. And they said, well, that's not the order that we have here. The order that we have says 12.5. And I said, well, that's wrong. You've got a typo. It should be 25. And they said, well, okay, we've got a problem. And I said, well, let's put that on hold. I'll have to call back and get that fixed. Put it on hold. I'll get that fixed and don't do anything with it until I get it fixed. And so that's the way I left it with the pharmacy. We got the other 8.
Okay.
I said, get those done right away. This was, what was it, the 13th, 11th of the month? I forget the exact date. But I said, these medications they should have been, this should have been done on the 1st of the month. So I've gone several days with these medications that need to have been sent to me right away. And so we need to get them going right away, is what I told the pharmacy. So don't hold up the other 8. Get the other 8 on the way, right away. And I'll get going on this other one, and I'll get back to you right away. And that's the way I left with the pharmacy. And so then as soon as I left with the pharmacy, I called this number and talked to somebody, and whoever it was I talked to said, well, okay, hold on, I'll get somebody on the phone that can talk to you. And I talked to somebody, and it was probably wasn't you, but it was somebody presumably like you who said, okay, well, hold on a minute. And it was about that time it dawned on me that, well, maybe that wasn't a typo. Maybe somebody changed it to 12.5 because of this gout thing. Maybe somebody was thinking it's supposed to be 12.5 because they were concerned about the interaction with gout. And I thought, well, but wait a minute. I talked to the doctor about that. My recollection is we agreed that we weren't going to make any changes. So what's going on here? Was it intended to be a change or not? I think it's a typo, but let's be sure. Let's get it changed. And wait a minute. I don't know if you know this or not, but this is my very first appointment with the doctor. I just met her for the very first time at this appointment, and I think I remembered her saying that she worked Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's now Friday. And so I don't know how things work in the doctor's office. Is the doctor going to have to look at this and decide and sign something? Did the doctor enter this order? And if it in fact needs to get changed to 25, is the doctor going to have to officially okay it, sign something? In effect, is it going to have to wait until Tuesday? Or can she do it over the phone? Or did the doctor say 25 and maybe somebody on the staff entered it wrong and we can just get it fixed right away? What's going on? Can I get an answer to that? And, of course, the person I'm talking to on the phone can't answer that question. And what I get is, we'll look into it and we'll get back to you. And, of course, nobody got back to me. So I thought, well, maybe I'll get an answer today, maybe not. And so no answer on Friday, no answer on Monday. I'm getting sort of things from the pharmacy. I waited Tuesday until late in the day to see if I could get an answer. Late in the day Tuesday, I called this number, talked to the woman that answered the phone, told her the long story. She said she had something from the pharmacy. I said, okay, can you send me a copy of that? She said, no. I said, no. She said, no. I can't send you a copy of it. I said, okay. I guess what I'll have to do is I'll type up a letter and put it in the mail to the address there. Will the doctor get a letter if I put it in the mail to her? And she said, well, yes, I think she will. I said, well, okay. And then in the meantime, I guess I just won't get the medicine I need. And so I think the lady I was talking to on the phone kind of got the idea. And so somehow or other, you got the message. And the message I got from you was, let me read it to you. Just returning your call regarding your medication. Doctor, it's the machine transcribing what the machine heard. Dr. Carey did say it's fine to take both those medications together, as you've been on it for a while with no side effects. Well, that doesn't do me any good. What I need to do is I need to have confidence. I need to know, is it a typo? And I don't think it's in effect a typo, but I need to know that the doctor knows that the pharmacy's got an order that says 12.5 on the second half of that medication order. And my guess is the doctor would look at that and say, well, it probably doesn't make much difference one way or the other. It's probably what the doctor would say. But did the doctor...
I actually have a response here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been going on and on and on. What you probably want me to do is just shut up and let you talk. Why don't I do that?
Well, no, I'm so sorry for all this kind of confusing communication. I can definitely see how... that happened. I think that what happened is it was incorrectly, put in to the pharmacy at the wrong dose. And so we did receive that call that it should be at the 25 milligram. And then Dr. Chakuri, she reviewed everything and sent in that correct 25 milligram dose for the lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, and that was sent on the 15th to your mail order pharmacy, the CVS mail order pharmacy.
Okay. So on the
15th. So at the 25 milligram. Mm-hmm. On the 15th.
And so the only thing that needed to happen there was somebody needed to tell me that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see there was a My Health Connection message that tells you it was sent to the pharmacy. It looks like you read it on the 15th, but it didn't really describe, I don't think the notes that were sent to us kind of described all of the confusion. So I am sorry that there wasn't better communication to you in that regard.
I got one or two email messages that said, there's a message for you on, on the, the portal or whatever the heck it is. And you can log in and read your message. And so I did log in. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, well, where's my message? I'm trying to think. I think there was one time when I saw that there was a list of my medications, and I can't remember whether it showed the dosage is 12 and a half or 25. I'm not sure which, and one of them said that it was for the mail order pharmacy with an address of San Antonio, and I know enough about my mail order pharmacy to know that they sometimes are from there, and so somebody might have communicated with them, and I might
that
have
is
been
where
able
the prescription was sent on the 15th the CVS mail order pharmacy.
I might have been able to clear things up if I had called them and spoke with them and gotten somebody that had received that order and said, oh, okay, we've heard from your doctor, and your doctor has sent us an order, and the order now says 25. But let me tell you, and maybe I'll communicate this to my doctor some way. Here's what it's like for me when I call the pharmacy. I dial the number that's on my insurance card, and I've actually tape recorded this. If you care to, I've got this posted on the internet, and you could do this right now if you wanted to. I could send you an email with links on it so that you could listen to these calls, so that you could experience what it's like when I call the pharmacy. I call the 800 number, and someone comes on the line, and you go through the phone menu, punch 1 if you want to do this, and 2 if you want to pay your bill, and 3 if you want blah, blah, blah. And so the first time I called, I went through 8 minutes of that rigmarole, and the person on the other end felt like it was their solemn, sacred duty to make sure that I was unable to speak to a pharmacist. I asked to speak to a pharmacist, and they felt like it was their duty to make sure that I could not. And so they mm-hmm. put me on hold. I'm listening to hold music, and I just finally gave up and hung up. So 8 minutes, hung up, tried again. So on the second try, it took me 18 minutes before I was actually able to talk to a pharmacist. The way it works is the first person you talk to, they feel like they have a certain amount of rigmarole that they feel like you have to go through. And when you finally...
I have had similar experiences, so I do understand.
When you finally outsmart...
It's a very frustrating process.
when you finally outsmart them, they don't connect you to a pharmacist, they connect you to a technician, and you start the whole process all over again. And then the technician then connects you to a pharmacist. And so again, I've got a timer on the phone, and so you take 8 minutes on the first call plus 18 minutes on the second call, and so that's what it would have taken me to have gotten straightened out from the pharmacy, that my doctor had straightened it out with the pharmacy. Now, I don't know if that's what my doctor had to go through to get the order into the pharmacy or not. I doubt it, but maybe. So if my doctor could have some way, somehow, or somebody from the doctor's office could have just let me know, oh yeah, that 12 and a half was a mistake on our part, a typo, or whatever you want to call it. We screwed up when we put the order in, but we fixed it, and 25 is what it should have been. It's fixed now, and you should be okay. If they just let me know, then I'd have been all right. So you've let me know now, and the message that you left me was, you know, you did call, and so you've made...
It actually wasn't me. It was a colleague, and it was in regards to a separate question. So I think there was some initial confusion. And so, again, I apologize for the miscommunication, and I hope that we can correct that moving forward for you.
It was Elaine, is what my message said. It was Elaine that called.
Yeah.
And if she thought she was leaving a message about something else, that's what I had called about. That's what I was attempting to get an answer about. And so
I think there was obviously confusion there. I'm glad that I could clarify for it for you now, and I'm sorry it's been such a roundabout in terms of getting some communication in this regard.
Okay. Tell me your name again, please.
It's Marin.
Can you spell that, please?
Sure, M-A-R-I-N. And, you know, I am sorry again for the miscommunication and for that issue. I am glad that it seems like we've resolved it by sending it to your CVS pharmacy, but certainly if you have issues with it moving forward, you can call us back and you can request to speak to a nurse if you'd like.
All right, Marin, look, I really appreciate you being patient with me. I appreciate your letting me know. Next step for me is just to confirm with the CVS pharmacy that they've got the order squared away. It sounds like they do. I think they do. As I said, I've been getting communications from them that they are in the process of sending these medications out, and
okay.
I had enough experience with them. I had all of these medications all set up and working properly last year, and I've had experience with them. I kind of know how they work, and so I have a fairly good confidence level that things are good now. I just want to confirm the call, and I think I am going to write a letter to the good doctor and just kind of say, this is how things worked from my point of view. This is the way it looked to me. This is how things went. So that she'll know, from my point of view, this is the way it worked, because I think that's a good deal of the problem is that she has no real way of knowing, how this looks to the patient if the patient doesn't speak up and say. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she does know. And if that's the case and she gets mad at me for telling her, then so be it. But that's my plan. And so we'll go from there. And so in the meantime, again, I want to thank you very much. I see you as a big part of the solution. And so I do appreciate you.
Good. Well, yeah, and I mean, hopefully, I know sometimes if you're ordering all the medications for the first time, that can kind of be a headache, but hopefully moving forward, it can be pretty easy for us, and we certainly are very aware of how frustrating it is working with certain pharmacies, specifically CVS mail order pharmacy is a challenging one to reach the proper person, reach a pharmacist. So we understand that from our end. And I'm sorry that there was kind of some miscommunication with those representatives you spoke to from our clinic. But we are here to help. So you can always call us back and we're happy to help you moving forward.
All right. Thanks, Marissa. Bye now.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.